Welcome back to Show Me What You Got, and we're still here. But right about now, we have someone that all he knows how to do is win, 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 no matter what. Play with the Adelaide 36ers in the National Basketball League in 2002-2003. Also went ahead to play with the Eastern Mavericks and won a championship there in 2004. Moved to Sunnyside Darwin in 2016, and the very first year won a championship with Ansett Basketball Club. Currently in his mid-40s and still kicking it with the youngins out here. Brad Davies, ladies and gentlemen, Ansett Basketball player. What's happening, Brad? Welcome to the show.
G'day, Diola. Thanks for having me. Going good.
Thank you, man. You're a busy man to catch these days. But of course, you're someone we got to definitely get a lot of juice from with all the secrets of playing the game. You have an incredible history in the game of basketball. Can you just give us a quick rundown of what basketball has been like for you over the past, 20 years that you've been playing?
Yeah, I've actually been playing like 35 years almost
now.
Started back when I was 8, just followed in my dad's footsteps. He was a bit of a player. So, just had the old ring on the shed and spent countless hours out there
Right. Bouncing
the ball and annoying all the neighbours probably. So, that's sort of where the love of the game started. And, just went from there, played local basketball in Adelaide Hills, where I was from, where I grew up. So that's where I got a start. That was good.
Amazing. And then, of course, that elevated into you playing with the Adelaide 36ers, of course, in 2002, 2003. Tell me what that experience was like for you.
Yeah, that was a good experience. Like, I grew up, I was sort of always a Division 2 player. I played at Sturt and Forrestal in Adelaide and never could crack the Div 1 side. Tried out for a few state teams, could never really crack those, and sort of went through the ranks with the Eastern Mavericks. They formed in 96.
Yeah.
So we sort of went through the ranks, started out pretty lean few years. I mean, it was a tough comp when I first started playing with the men's team, but gradually we got better and better, and in 2004 we ended up winning the championship. But prior to that, I'd been asked to come out and play. I trained with the 36ers. I had a few people away to start with on Australian commitments or something like that. So
yeah.
I was a teammate with Paul Reeves, one of the players at the Eastern Mavericks, and he said, maybe Brad can come out. I'd been playing pretty well for the Mavs in the local SA comp, so they invited me out and had a bit of a go, and I was pretty excited just to get a taste, because I was a young kid, never really made a Div 1 side, and then all of a sudden within a couple of years you're getting asked out to that sort of thing. So I was pretty pumped about that. So trained for a whole year in 2002. They must have liked what they saw, so they kept me around. Yeah, and they ended up winning the championship in 2002. So they had a fantastic squad. They had Brett Maher and Martin Catalini, Willie Farley. So some of these household basketball names that you know. So did a year of training, and then the year after they said, "Listen, do you want to come back and be on the roster?" So in the 12, like as you know, basketball is only 5 players on the court. So if you're 11 or 12, you're not going to be playing too much. So I was down the end of the bench and didn't see the court too much. But the whole experience of seeing how a professional club runs and just playing every day against all these sort of guys that I looked up to growing up was a real honour, and definitely helped my game grow along the way.
Incredible company you've been involved with over that bridge sprint you had. And of course, a little bit of a Michael Jordan story you have right there, talking about the spirit of resilience and how you came from not being able to crack some of the D1 sides, but elevated your game over the years to crack into the 36ers lineup. Tell us a little bit about what that resilience, plays out with you, especially now that you're 40 years old and still running around with 20-year-olds and they're finding it hard to keep up with you. Tell us a little bit about that work ethic.
Yeah, I don't know. I just love the game. I'd much rather play a game of basketball to keep fit and keep active than go for a run around the block or something like that. So, that's probably my main advice, is keep playing. Like, once you stop, I stopped for a few years at one stage, and it's hard to get going again. So when you get into your late 30s and 40s, you've got to keep on top of that fitness. And it's harder with recovery and muscle injuries and things like that. But if you can sort of manage your way through, you can keep playing. I'm pretty lucky, I suppose. I'm sort of pretty skinny sort of build and can always been able to run and can sort of move and get up and down the court. Okay, so that's probably the secret, really. If you can get up and down the court, it's half the battle, really. So you still have your shooting and you still have some of your moves. You lose a bit of quickness and that sort of thing. But, as long as you can move, and my kids are like my barometer, so they come out to my games, and I'm like, hey, do I look slower than that guy? And they're like, no, you're okay, keep going. So, yeah, my missus as well, I get her to say, should I keep playing? Well, am I too old? I'm like, right. Well, I look old, but they're like, no, I reckon keep playing.
You certainly don't play old at all, man. I'm trying to find out what juice you're sipping on, bro. Like, come on. You keeping that game young, man. You're very youthful in the game. And, of course, we have to talk about you playing for Ansett right now, man. Won a championship in 2016. You're still an integral part of that lineup with Coach Steve, of course. You know, man, what has that experience been like for you playing with Ansett over this past 5 years?
Yeah, it's been great. When I first came to Darwin, I came up here for work in 2015, and I got a call from Paul Rouse, who is from Adelaide Hills, where I grew up as well. And he said, I've got a mate that knows you, you want to come and have a training? So I went out, had a train. I know they feel really welcome, and it's a great club. And, I ended up joining them, and then we won that first year in 2016 that I was here. We had John Jamison and we had Matty Hunt flying in from Queensland. Had a real good group. I think Freddie Webb was playing as well. He was like a 16-year-old, so he's coming through the ranks. So we were fortunate to win that year, and it was a really good experience. And just continued on, kept playing. Got a good team this year. We're looking pretty deep. Probably the deepest team we've had since I've been here.
Yeah.
We're fighting for spots.
Right.
We just lost Rob Skinner's going back to America, so that's a bit of a blow for us. But I've got enough juniors coming through the ranks that can fill that void, I think. So it's been a really good experience. It's kind of, for me, Darwin basketball has been like a really good stepping stone to like the final chapter of my basketball career. It's not as serious as like Adelaide. It's not two trainings a week. You're not travelling half the way around the city, getting to games and stuff. And it's just real convenient. Everything's close by here. I just love the environment that the basketball community has up here. It's good to be a part of. So I'll keep playing for a little bit longer, I reckon.
Absolutely, man. Very good club, of course. Ansett Basketball is. You know, I had the opportunity to suit up with you guys last season for a few games. You know, incredible run we had. Now, tell us, what are you expecting for this season? You guys, like you said, looking really deep and nice, man. I'm telling you, are y'all looking to take it all in this season?
Definitely, yeah. That's why we're playing. We think we've got a real good chance of winning. I mean, anything's possible on any given day, but there's a few teams. TV Jets are playing really well. They knocked us off a couple of weeks ago, so they're probably the front runners. And the Titans are just lurking below there a little bit, but we've got a few players back, and I'm sure you guys will give us a run for our money as well. But, you know, hopefully, fingers crossed for Ansett that, you know, we've got the depth and talent to get the job done, which would be really nice. So we'll see how we go.
Real quick, what's next for Brad Davis?
Basketball-wise, just keep playing. Even if I don't play league, I'll probably just keep playing, like Masters or Div 1 or something like that. And as long as my body, like I said before, can get me up and down the court, that's the main battle. If I can do that, I'm happy to just keep playing. I love the game. You know, I'm a bit of a basketball junkie. Still love NBA and NBA 2K. So it's in my blood. I just love it. So, yeah, I'll keep going until...
Right.
Can't run anymore, pretty much. So yeah,
might be another 5 years. Then we'll switch to 2K and just slug our thumbs out on the sitting room couch. Beautiful, amazing words. Thank you for coming on the show, Brad. But before we let you go, man, any words, any last words of advice or encouragement for the kids or young ones out there who want to take up the game of basketball or any sport?
Yeah, I think maybe, you know, lots of kids just need to work on a few of their weaknesses. Maybe like that was probably one area that I didn't do enough when I was a junior. Like, everyone loves to shoot and go and play one-on-one and stuff like that, but it's really important to work on other things like footwork, positioning, passing, rebounding, defense, ball handling, IQ and things like that. There's always a role for someone who, like, say, the 3-and-D guy at the moment. Yep. Like, if you're an awesome outside shooter and can, like, a perimeter lockdown defender, there's always going to be a role for you in a team. So if you can specialize in a couple of those areas and really work on stuff that could be a weakness in your game. But have fun. That's the main thing.
Absolutely. Have fun. There's always a role for you. Incredible words from Brad Davis, Ansett Basketball Club player. Thank you very much, Brad. Appreciate your time.
No worries. Thanks for having me on, Diola. I'll catch you on court, mate.
Great words from former Adelaide 36er and Eastern Maverick, currently playing for Ansett Basketball Club. For more on that interview, of course, jump onto territoryfm.com/podcast to listen to that full interview and many more. But coming up next, we have the first Centralian to ever make it to the AFLW, all the way from Alice Springs, Jordan Hickey. We'll be talking about her journey with the Gold Coast Suns.